Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about God, trying to get it in, we trying to win, but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our lives. We welcome you to come on in, have a seat. It is Man Up Monday. Man Up Monday. And our guest is Deacon Quinton Curry. No, I spelled his name wrong. Say his name wrong, but I truly apologize. Deacon Quinton Curry. This morning's scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host, Minister Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. This is what we do on a day-to-day basis. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so honored and so privileged today just to be able to be on top of the ground is not on top of us, as they say in the old church. But before we go any further, please let us go into prayer. Let us talk to the Lord before we go any further. Father, we thank you for your graces and your mercy, God, your continual recovery, God, that is on our lives, God, your continual love and guidance, God, that keeps and watches over us every single day. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for our early morning rise, God. We thank you for, God, as we used to say back in the day, God, you're touching us with your finger of love, God, and waking us to see a day that we've never seen before, Father, and a day that we'll never see again. God, we thank you for strength and the activity of our limbs, God. We thank you for the revelation of our minds, God, to be able to think and move on our own, God. God, we just start to say thank you. God, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, we thank you for, God, them yielding their first fruit with us this morning, which is to share in your word. Father, we pray today, God, as they listen in, God, we pray that you would touch their minds today. God, if there is any chaos in their minds, silence that chaos. God, we ask that you would, God, as they listen, God, if there's a noisome pestilence, God, that is speaking in their ear, silence the noisome pestilence. God, if there's something that is hovering over their heart, God, that is keeping you from coming in and keeping them from feeling your presence, God, we ask that you will remove that on this morning. Father, we pray, God, that our tongues be as the pen of the ready writer to write on the hearts of the people, God, that everything that's necessary and vital for their good success. Father, now let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen, 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 and amen again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We thank you guys again so very much for joining us on this morning. And, of course, we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of the countries that are listening in. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. And as I always say, and I'll continue to say this, thank you for so much, you guys that are listening in, and especially you guys that are listening overseas. Thank you so very much. And we understand here in the United States that you guys are taking a risk listening to us. You're taking a risk to even set your dial to even hear us on this morning, because we understand that in certain countries, in certain places in these countries, these people are being drugged into the streets, and they are being crucified and murdered because they are listening to the gospel, because they want to profess the name of Jesus. And we want to say we're continually praying that God would change something in that country, that you guys could be free to worship and praise the Lord. And we in America, we should be thanking God that we're able to put on our gospel music, to put on our church music, to listen to a sermon, to hear a sermon from another country, or to hear a sermon from one of our favorite preachers. We can listen to any one of those sermons, and we don't have a fear for our life. But there are those that are under our side of our voices on this morning that take that chance. Every chance that they take, their lives are in jeopardy. And we're continually and consistently praying for you guys that the freedoms of God will be able to be, you'll be set at liberty. You'll be set free. You'll no longer be captive to a dictatorship that you guys have to be pressured and pressed that you cannot hear the gospel. We're going to pray until that thing changes. Amen. 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 That's my spiel on this morning for our prayer list of people that we need to be praying for on this morning. Again, it is Man Up Monday. Thank you guys for joining in to listen up. To listen in on Man Up Monday, we have with us none other than Deacon Quentin Kern. We're so excited about having this man of God on. Me and him, we had the opportunity to speak, and he is really excited, and I'm excited. We're excited to have him come on and just to join in and to join the broadcast on this morning and to share on this morning. I tell people all the time, I look forward to the word, because I realize that the word It's power in the word of strength. This is something that we can that keeps us going. This is our push, our drive, our strength. When we have a finite word that comes and a powerful word to come, and I believe that this man of God that we're going to have come along with us on this morning and is going to really bless us on this morning. Now, I'm telling you now, put your seatbelts on. He is the husband of Bishop TK. He is the husband of Bishop TK. I'm just saying, the apple don't fall from the tree. I'm just saying that the power of the Lord. I felt it talking to the brother, so I know he got it in him. I know the strength of the Lord is on him, and I know that there's going to be a preach word today. So we thank God for being able to share and be able to intertwine with this man of God, to even know this man of God. We are so honored to have so many great people that come alongside us to share in the word. We have so many great guests that come and share with us, and we're just so excited and so glad what God is doing in the midst of Worldwide Gospel Connection and the Abba House International as we're getting geared up to get ready to break ground on the new shift in God that we're getting ready to go into, and we thank God for that. We will be letting you guys know about a virtual church that we're getting ready to birth and all this good stuff. So we have a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot going on. Y'all pray our strength. A lot of people saying you're crazy for trying to start a church in a pandemic. Well, you know, God do the coolest things to confound the wise. So I'm waiting on the rest of the instructions. We ain't gonna move until we get to the rest of the instructions. And we understand that when you move in God, you're moving the right direction. That's one of the things that I'm learning now, and I might as well go ahead on and do my soapbox now. When we learn how to move in God, we learn how to allow God to be God and know that God is speaking and God is moving. We need to hear His voice and be tuned into His voice. You know, a lot of people, if you go through the Bible, you can tell you can get a whole list of instructions on how to follow after God's heart, and then you can get a whole lot of instructions on how not to follow after God's heart. Because he had some good people with some good intentions, but they made some real big mistakes. So, you know, I just want to let you know today that you're not in the ballpark by yourself if you're out there and you made a mistake. Don't feel bad because you done made a mistake. Come here, let's talk. Let's have a real good grown folk conversation. Because you made a mistake does not mean, watch this, that you are a bad person or that you missed the mark. That just means that you operated in a place at the time that was out of the will of God. Now, listen to me, and listen to me real carefully, because most people will say, well, you can't come back from that. Well, the devil is a lie. You can't come back from that. You can come back from any mistake you made. You can come back from any error that you made. You can come back from any situation that look like, feel like, or even sound like it's not supposed to sound. Watch this. God will give you that opportunity to renew you. I told y'all what season we in. I already explained to y'all what season we in. We're in the season of the do-over. That's the reason why the pandemic is going on, because God has placed us in the season of the do-over. See, the thing that God had to give to us that we had to understand in the place and in the timing that we're in right now is that God had to come in and clean the slate and start it all over again and get some things organized and get some things straight and get some things right in order for us to see, watch this, the goodness of the Lord be manifested in our life. But see, the thing that we did not realize while we were going through what we were going through, can I be helpful and help you and bless you to your blessed place? God had designed some things and put some things in order for you to see Him moving and operating by His power and by His strength. God has already set some things together. Only thing you have to do is watch God. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Listen to me real close, and I'm going to get ready to shut this thing down. Listen for the voice of God, and He'll put you in a place where you need to be at. Follow after God's heart, He gives us a template. He gives us organization. And he gives us a plan for us to follow. Only thing we have to do is walk with God on a day-to-day basis, and he'll show you. How do you do that? I'm so glad you asked. Y'all ask some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It's called The Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, your Bible. Get into your word and let your word guide you. It'll teach you some stuff. It'll break down some stuff. Watch this. It'll cure all your ills when you start to read that word. Because as you eat the roll, your mind becomes clear. As you eat the roll, your heart becomes pure. As you eat the roll, your relationship with others and your relationship with God gets better. It's a process, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about that stuff. We talked about the three P's. We talk about the three P's all the time. Process, progress, and prevail. Those things happen when you begin to take that word in and eat that roll. Because what happens is it starts to guide you in the direction that you need to go in, and it'll teach you some great things if you're paying attention to it. Amen? Amen. So let us take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
All the true worshipers, we don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're your host and co-host, Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. Today is Man Up Monday. Yes, yes. And we have no other than Deacon Quentin Kearney. I said that right. I'm so used to saying Bishop TK. Now when I got a better half on here, I'm messing up the last name. So we welcome you to come on in. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Make sure you press 1 if you want to speak or if you need a prayer. Remember, this is a no-judgment zone. We will pray for you instantly if you request prayer.
Amen, amen. It is such an honor, guys, to be on with you on this morning. Like we said, it is Man Up Monday. It is. I'm excited. We have with us none other than the man of God, Deacon Quentin Kearney. We're excited for the word that he has on this morning. And right now, he's on the line with us. And I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm not going to hold the man of God any longer. Listen, I present to some and introduce to others none other than the man of God, Deacon Quentin Kearney. Man, God, go ahead and bless the people.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, family and friends. Welcome to another edition of Man Up Monday. My name is Deacon Quentin Kearney, and my pastor is Bishop Tanya Kearney. We serve together at Chicanagory International Fellowship in Houston, Texas. And I'm just going to jump right into it. So when God changes your plans or your course in life, how do you respond? Well, let me tell you a little bit about my situation. Just about 3 years ago, I decided a course. I had a plan and that I thought was good for me. Let's be honest. Do we always see the need to include God in our plans? A lot of times the plans that we set out for ourselves are funny to God but we made up our mind that's the plans we wanted to do. But what I didn't realize that God wanted more from me. He wanted more from me because my plans had me just coasting through life. You know, I had raised 3 kids. I was on a job, and I was okay being in the place I was going. I was going to church. I was participating, but I wasn't letting God use me like he wanted to. I was just coasting. Do we pray and ask God for direction before we move? You know, I was praying, but I really wasn't paying attention to what God was saying because I had made up my mind. So I said, Lord, I'm ready to settle down. I need a wife. And I asked God for a wife. So about two years ago, I recently got married and to a wonderful, wonderful woman of God, Bishop Tanya Kearney. This has been a charge, a change, a wonderful joy in my life. So I thought I would come into this marriage with a lot of wisdom and a lot of understanding. You know, being that I previously raised kids and I previously been through a lot, I had a lot of information and input. But to my surprise, every day I learn something new. God is blessing me and teaching me something new. This beautiful, wonderful family that God blessed me with, you know, he's teaching me another side of patience. He's teaching me another side of understanding about my wife and a pastor that she has so many other demands. She got children. She got ministry. She's also traveling. So this is all new experience for me. So, you know, I understand that when God changes your plans, God just activated me. He activated me in the ministry. He pushed me out there. Honestly, I probably wouldn't have moved in the direction that God is moving me. I'm gonna be honest with you. Yes, it was uncomfortable, But this uncomfort, it allowed me to grow. I see growth. I see maturity. You know, God is changing my direction. He's using me. He's allowing me to, please, he allowed me to be to witness. I go to tent revivals. It blesses me. We bless others. We go to hospitals. We pray. My wife is active. And it also pushes me out there. And I thank God for pushing me out there into the front. And God is asking the men to be more active in our churches, in our homes. You know, so what we need to do as men is to allow God to use us more. I thank God for using me. My wife and I, we went on a little trip to take our daughter back to school, back to Atlanta. And we decided to go for a walk in one of the national parks out there, Stone Mountain Forest. And that experience was a life-changing experience because we decided to go on a little hiking trip, which in turn turned into a sophisticated walk. It showed me how your path can change directly in front of you. But through that course, it allowed us to grow closer together, hear each other, inspire each other, because we found ourselves leaning on each other through this course. Started off as a little general easy walk, turned into a major sophisticated walk, where I had to pull her and she had to lean on me, and we had to trust and work together as we went forward together through this. So what I'm learning through this walk, friends, is that God will use you regardless of where you're at. Your plans may change, but it's growth. God has changed my plans, and I'm so grateful that he did. I do miss my family from Virginia. I'm from Virginia. I do miss my family, but God blessed me with my family in Texas, my church family, my friends. And this growth has pushed me forward. I was a little nervous coming on. I'm going to be honest with you. But as I'm moving through this, I'm navigating. I'm hearing God speak to me. I just want to be a blessing to those who's sitting back and waiting, who want an opportunity to talk, who want an opportunity to witness. Go ahead and make that step. Go ahead and reach out. Let God lead you. Let God use you in this time. No, church may be different, but however God is using us in this time, let's be effective. Let's be a vessel for him to use us. You know, your life might just be the way you walk into work. You might not do a lot of talking or witnessing. Your life might be God's example. Live your life to the fullest. I thank God for this opportunity, for these brothers who listen and who've been blessed by this station, and everybody who put time and work into it. I'm grateful again for you guys inviting me. And I thank God for this time, and you continue to pray for my family, you continue to pray for me, and as I grow, I'm asking you to bless my family, my wife. You guys can come in and comment, and I need your support. I need your help.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you what you just did. You just stepped into a brand new place in your life. Is what just happened. And you actually charged these other men, these other brothers, who were just sitting there watching, and they had made that to charge them to make their step now. You have this right here. This was a fantastic opportunity that was given to all those men out there that's under the sound of this man of God's voice. You need to go ahead on and just walk. He said something. He said that I learned how to walk this path. He said,
yes.
When you walk in this path, it ain't gonna be easy. You're not gonna see all the things coming together. You're not gonna always see that. You're always not gonna see what's gonna be over that next hill. But once you get up to that hill, you can challenge that next challenge that you get onto. You can go through it together. And what I love about it so much is he said, I did it with my wife. And when you have somebody that's along the side, that's going along with you, that's on that side, that's walking with you, that's not behind you, that's on the side here, not in front of you, were on the side of you, giving you that encouragement, saying, baby, you can keep on going. Don't give up.
Yeah, that bless you.
Don't throw in
that
the towel. Yeah. Don't
Amen.
Stop now. Don't give up now.
Yeah.
Everything that God has spoke to you right now, everything that you spoke, God spoken to you and you spoke out into the people of God, into the men of God, I'm telling you right now, you just charged their life. You were that
Amen.
Matter. You were that
Amen.
Spark, man. You were that spark. Because I'm going to tell
yeah.
you something. We all got to start somewhere, Don. We all
do.
Got to
we
start
do.
Somewhere. We, all,
yes.
we, brother, we all got to start somewhere. And what you did is you showed them that why wait? Go ahead on and start now. Go ahead and
yeah.
get active now. Because
That's
what you what, I don't know if they heard you when you said it. You said, get out there and get started and do something.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Do
God
something.
Wants us to get activated. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, God wants us to get activated. He wants us to move forward. You know, this is our opportunity to take back what was lost. Because it's time for us to step out there as men of God and women of God to move and be a witness and be a and let's bring our people back. Let's get the church back where it was. Let's just continue to work and build together. We can do it.
Amen.
I see it happening. Every revival, every church. Every conversation, I see it happen. I see us growing. I see us getting stronger. I thank God for this because this is strengthening me. So my next step, I'll be better. My next situation, I'll be stronger. I just thank God for preparing me and moving me forward so I might inspire and move other men, other women, other people forward. Let's just trust God and move forward together.
Amen. 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 Words to live by. Let's trust God. And move forward together. That's a powerful statement right there, Doc. That was a powerful thing. You blessed us, man. Now watch God move for you. How? Because of the simple fact of what you're doing. When you came on here to share. And see, what you did was, what people don't realize is this. This is what you do. When you step out into a place where the devil tell you you don't belong.
Exactly.
You step out your comfort zone. When
exactly.
you step out the place where the devil been fighting you at. Oh, you can't
yeah.
do it. You can't. You ain't gonna never see it. You ain't gonna. I'm gonna hold you right here because I know that this is my. I'm gonna keep you captive right here. You come.
Yeah.
You don't preach like your wife. You don't have the same ministry that your wife has. And the
exactly.
thing about it is, let me help you. My wife and
exactly.
me preach completely and totally different. I've been preaching for 29 years. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
I start out in the first gear, and probably about maybe 10, 15 seconds into it, I'm already in third gear. So I tell people about time. Y'all might want to catch up with me while I get there. Y'all might want to be, y'all. When I shift,
yeah,
you might
yeah.
want to shift with me. But my wife, the lovely part thing about my wife talk just like you talk. She'll just share. And the thing that people don't realize is she just. You don't have to be your wife. My wife
right.
don't have
oh,
to be me. Because watch
exactly.
here. People who I'm trying to reach, these folks here be shouting and going and going. The people that need to hear my wife, they be like, okay.
Exactly.
Now I see what Rev talking about. Now I see how Rev, okay. Rev and
yeah.
his wife is two different people, but they saying the exact same thing. She's just saying
exactly.
it's just a little bit more calmer. And see, that's the beautiful thing about the relationship that God put us in, man. We are so blessed to have people that's connected to us that are so different
man.
In ministry.
That's the best.
Because we to pull somebody else. See, my conversation, my wife tells. I'm gonna let my wife tell her whole testimony. But my wife is not the normal wife. My wife is not the normal wife. She'd been through some things in life. She'd seen some places. She'd experienced some things. So her testimony is a little bit different from my testimony. But the beautiful part about my testimony and her testimony is her testimony can pull people that my testimony can't. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So that's
Amen.
What I tell people. Your relationship and your connection with God and your connection to people, the people who are trying to get there. Watch this here.
Come on.
We can all reach a whole lot of folk with the
yes,
same mentality, the same thought pattern.
See, that's why I tell people, single ministry, I can't do single ministry. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I got to have a single person in order to do single ministry. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't never been on drugs, I need to get somebody that's been on drugs to do the rehab ministry because they've been on drugs. That's what I tell people. People, you don't what you have to understand is we all have places. We all have a position, and we all have a spot. And we have to learn how to work our spot.
Yeah.
You did a wonderful job today, sir. Just for sharing your testimony, sharing your ship. Because watch the beautiful part about your ship. Your ship, because you spoke in that place of your ship, God is going to shift you again. And share your testimony in that ship, God is going to shift you again. Because watch it here, God is going to use you. God, every time we learn from an elevation, God moves us to the next elevation. The reason why so many people are still stuck in the same place is because they don't listen.
Amen.
Go ahead on and share you guys' ministry, and how to get in contact with y'all and all that information, please, if you don't mind. Yes.
Okay. Let me get everything here. I got it. Excuse me for not being prepared. I'm actually doing.
No, you okay? Because we're big on support, Deacon. We're very big on supporting one another. That's why Pastor Douglas asked where y'all church is at, how to get in contact with you, what all y'all do. Because iron sharpens iron, that's one of our biggest mottos, is that we're supposed to lift each other up. We're supposed to support each other. And we mean that on here. Not just the Worldwide Gospel Connection, but the Abba House International means that. We support one another 100%. So we want you guys to share and let the people know where you're at and you have an email address or an offer a phone number where they can reach out in case they need to.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm going to give you my phone number. My phone number is 832-880-7095. And my email address is ledman65@gmail. And you can reach out to me. I was trying to bring my church information up. And let me get the... get that up real quick here. Y'all don't mind. Let's
see. And those of you all who are listening in for this information, listen, support the bishop and the man of God. Support this church. Support this ministry. Support this ministry. Y'all get out and support this ministry. You know, We are, you know, the brick and mortar church is all but gone right now, you know.
Amen.
But
Amen.
We are excited, man. We are excited about sharing and connecting with you on that information, man. We're so excited about that.
Yeah. Okay. Phone is really acting up now because I'm also on the line with my supervisor, so y'all have to forgive me. Yeah, okay. All right. Amen, amen.
They want to share this morning, Doc.
So I'm sorry. My phone is not letting me go through my.
No, you're okay. We got a caller that want to share with you on this morning. Caller, you there?
I am here. Well, praise God. That's the reason why God put us together, because where I'm strong, I can take up and cover my husband and vice versa. Where I'm weak, my husband steps in and we never miss a beat. So first of all, I want to say I'm so thoroughly proud of my husband. I saw him stealing away, taking notes, trying to figure out what was true to himself and his testimony so that way he could be very genuine with his audience. And I told my husband when we first got married, I said, babe, I said, listen, this world is going to be completely different from the world that you came from. And he said, I can handle it, baby. I said, okay. Amen. So I bless God that he stepped up to the plate this morning and shared from his heart. One of the things that made me fall in love with Quentin was his honesty of where he is, what he has, who he is, what he's done. And he's true to all of it. And that makes me trust him like I trust God. And so I think God overdid it. And when I think about my husband, I know what I did in life. I didn't think I deserved such a genuine and a good man, but that's a whole nother conversation. But let me give you the information that my husband is looking for, because administration is not what he does. So I'm going to give you the phone number to the church is 281-803-8009. And our email address is S as in Sam, G as in God, I as in Ice, F as in Fellowship, Houston@gmail.com. That's SGIF Houston@gmail.com. We have Bible study on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live and IG. And we have Sunday morning worship at 10 a.m. Facebook Live and IG. Way to reach our ministry. You can also text SGIF to 54244. And I know that's a lot of information, but you can look either Quentin or Tanya Kearney up on Facebook and inbox us, and we respond as soon as we can to your messages. So if you want to inquire about the ministry, our next move, our next event, what we have going on, please do not hesitate to inbox us or reach out to us that way. Amen. But honey, I'm proud of you. You did a fantastic job, and I love your smoothness. I love your comfortability, and I love the fact that you're willing to be vulnerable in front of people that somebody might be helped.
Amen. See, that's the reason why they gave us a real guy. That's why I see that right there.
That's my queen.
Man, look. You know, God knew what he was doing when he gave us a real.
Brother loved ribs.
You know, we can do some things with some ribs. So we are so blessed to have our wives that are there. And men of God, let me tell y'all something. Let me help y'all real quick. Let me help y'all brothers who are struggling with having a wife that works in ministry, that has a place in ministry. Let me help you real quick. That does not mean that she's over you.
No.
Y'all walk alongside each other.
Yeah. Amen.
To be each other's strength. Because, watch this here. In order for you to get to where you need to go, you need to help her get to where she needs to go. It's a hand-in-hand situation.
Come on.
Yeah. And every one of y'all that's struggling with this, stop fighting with your wife being the pastor, stop fighting with your wife being the bishop, stop fighting with your wife being the overseer, stop fighting with that, because that's a fight you're gonna lose. Stop worrying about that. Stop frustrating yourself behind that, because what God is doing, God is opening up right now to the point to where whatever we need God to do, wherever we need God to be at, and however we need God to move, we need to have the mindset and knowing that God is operating in some things. And when he's operating in some things, guess what? He may have to send that word through our wife in order for us to get it. Because watch this. Let me help you with men. Men, listen to you. Listen to another brother. We all here. We don't hear everything that God be saying. We don't. That's the reason why we go through so much of the stuff that we go through, because we're hard-headed. We don't hear so well. We don't hear so well, but it's when God speaks through our wives and tells us, you know, you might need to be doing this right here because God is talking to you right now. And we'd be like, it's the same thing that our wife had been saying. I mean, the same thing that God has been saying, our wife was saying to us the whole time, and we're sitting up there and we're trying to figure out why.
Amen.
Why are we going through what we're going through? Amen. Amen. So we're blessed. We're so blessed for having you to come on by. We're so blessed. You're gonna be back on again.
Y'all might do a tag team.
You know, we might do a freestyle process. Have y'all tag team. You and the bishop, y'all might have to go ahead on tag team. Yeah. That might not be a bad idea. Yeah, we might need to work on that. We might need to see how we can work that out.
I'm down. Well, I'm down.
I'm down.
What we're talking about, I'm down. We down for that. See. Thank you so much, guys. Can I say this? Y'all love inspires me. Y'all love inspires. The relationship that y'all have, it inspires me. And I am so sure that your love inspires somebody else that's listening in. Because it's so genuine and it's so real. And you can tell that y'all love each other. It ain't no front. I ain't putting no faces on. I'm not trying to make you feel like I love her or she loves you. But you know, it's a beautiful thing. And I know you gotta get to work, Doc. I know you on the clock. So listen, I'm going to go ahead on, and we're going to release the line. We're going to pray for you. And once we pray, man, we're going to go ahead on and let you go.
Father, we thank you.
Father, we thank you for the vessel that you used on this morning. Father, we thank you for the strength, God, that he has provided to those that were under the sound of his mighty voice. Father, we thank you for the weapons of his warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. God, thank you for the word that you have placed inside of him, God, to be able to speak life to those that were, God, looking, God, for answers in the midst of the storm. God, the ones who did not know the pathway to take, God, the one that who did not understand that the path that they are following on right now wasn't the right path. But, Father, we pray that you would continue to undergird the man of God. Continue to undergird his ministry as he begins to walk into fullness into the ministry that you have set before him. God, we understand that he is right now in the beginning stages, God, but the word that you have placed inside of him, God, will be as fire, God, unto his bones, fire unto his heart and fire unto his mind, God. God, that when he begins to share, God, and speak life to those, God, that he has the opportunity to come in contact with, that he will strengthen them, God. God, on every hand, give them the ability to see, God, that the direction that they need to be going in, God, and the path that you have set and orchestrated for his life, for their lives. God, we thank you for the word, God, that is continuing, God, to manifest and mature in his life. God, our prayer is, God, that, God, you would, God, cover him and guard him and protect him, God, and watch over him and keep him safe. God, if the enemy desire to come against his life and try to attack him on every hand, Father, we pray your hedge of protection around him, God. God, when the enemy come against him like a flood, God, we pray that you would build up a standard against him. God, that the enemy cannot and will not, God, come against his life. God, we pray for the children. God, we pray for the woman of God. God, his cover, his bishop, God. We pray for her today, God. We pray, God, that you would strengthen her even more. God, we speak that, God, everything that you have inside of her, God, to speak life to her husband, to speak life to her man. God, we pray, God, that her words, God, be a words of strength to him. God, be words of power to him. Be words, God, that will pull him into the place, God, to the fullness of his ministry. God, we pray, God, that she begins to speak and stand before the people, God, that the people are compelled to come by the word, God, that you placed inside of her. God, we thank you for birthing, God, the word that's inside of her. God, we thank you for the strength, God, that like never before, God, to be able to compel and speak life more abundantly over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
God, do we pray. God, and we say activate that thing now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you both so much for coming on this morning and sharing this morning, sharing y'all love. Because I honestly believe that that's what happened this morning. Y'all shared the love this morning on the broadcast that gave some people some hope. That gave some people, you know, this pandemic has stressed relationships.
Yes,
this pandemic has stressed some relationships. It has stressed some marriages. But seeing this seeing it not affect y'all, but seeing it's not keeping y'all from loving on each other. Because after being locked up in the house with people for so long, it started to get a little tight. But God has blessed us, you know, to be able to keep on going and keep on pushing, you know, in the midst of all of that. So God bless you, man of God. God bless you, woman of God. We're gonna have y'all back. We're gonna figure out this freestyle fly tag team thing. We're gonna figure out some. We're gonna work out on some. So we love you guys. We love you guys so much. And have a blessed day, and we look forward to you guys coming back and joining with us again.
Amen. Love you back, and thank y'all so much for having us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we will be back right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Just wanna have eternal life.
glad you came. Glad you came.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. We welcome you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, this is a no-judgment zone. Again, thank you so much, Bishop and Deacon Attorney, for coming on. That was a true blessing. Mickey, you did a wonderful, wonderful job.
Amen, amen, amen. We were so honored to have him come on. Now let me show you something. Let me show you something. The beautiful connection that man and woman of God had. I'm telling you, it was so refreshing. They didn't put on no fronts. They didn't put on no faces. That was real love. That was a real connection. That was a real husband and wife connection. And that's what the body of Christ needs. We need to see more of that real connection. That real "I love you, baby," you know, kind of situation. Because we man of God, and I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you. With your sex, but the. With your pretty self, your cute self, my bad. Y'all pray my strength. Y'all pray my strength. But I am honored. I was honored to have them two on to share with us today. And Deacon said something that really blessed me. He said activate. And that's what that word radiated with me so strong. Activate. Activate where you are. Activate the gift that's inside of you. Stir. It takes me back to the word where it says stir up the gift that's inside of you by the laying on of hands. Sometimes you just got to put your hands on your stomach and speak life. You got to put your hands on your head and speak to yourself. Sometimes you just got to put your hand on your heart and say, "My heart is here." Sometimes you got to put your hand, look on your own back and push your own self. Activate yourself. Activate what God has given to you to activate. Move into the power and into the place where God has said that you're going to move. Because right now we're in a season. We've been given an opportunity. I told y'all at the beginning of the year, we were talking about, and God said the executive shift. God put an executive shift in order for us to move and start to do some things, to get some things in place. And then he said we were in the season of the do-over, because what we had to do was we had to get some things organized and put into place in order for the do-over to start. Now that we're in the season of the do-over, we need to be in the season of the do-over, doing what needs to be done, because the operation of our gifts and the operation of what God has placed inside of us, we need to start moving by his divine order. And how we do that is we get into his presence. How do you get into his presence? I'm so glad y'all asked. You get into his presence by worship. You worship him and let him speak into you. I was so blessed to be. I'm so blessed to be under a man of God that gives you complete and total instructions on how to operate and how to move by the power of God, and to move under the unction of the Holy Ghost and let God do what he does, and that is be God all by himself. So what I'm learning, ladies and gentlemen, is this, that the more I allow God to speak into me, or the more I speak with God, the more God begins to operate and do some things in my life, because I am moving not in myself, but I am moving in him. And the more I move in him, the more I learn how to move like him. And the more I move like him, the quicker I get to my next level, the more I start to operate in. See, because it becomes a pattern. It becomes a place of repetition, where we become so caught up in just being in his presence and letting him speak. And then we can get the instructions that we need to move to the next level. If we never, God help me right through here, if we never let God, if we never get into the place to where we listen to the voice of God and know that it's God that is speaking and it is God that is moving, guess what we'll do? We will miss the shift of God. We will miss what God has set up and orchestrated in our life. We have this mindset. We have this mindset. Oh God, I want you to move. Oh God, I want you to move. Oh God, I want you to move. Okay, you want God to move, but when was the last time you moved? I'm gonna let that sit on your marinate on your heart real good. When was the last time you moved? When was the last time you took, oh, Lord, when was the last time you took some steps toward him? The last time you walked into his presence? When was the last time you got your mind set up and your heart set up and your mentality set up and your desire set up just to focus on him, to look toward him? For it is in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our being. We can't do anything without it. We can't operate without it. We can't think without it. We can't do anything without God. So my question to you was, when was the last time you just got into his presence and just let God be God? When's the last time you just got into the presence of the Lord and said, Lord, here I am. Broken, battered, and bruised. I'm messed up. I'm tore up on the floor. Everything about me is messed up. My mind, my thought pattern, the way I look at things, the way I see things, the way I understand stuff, the way I'm walking, and all of the stuff that I've got going on. Lord, I messed it up so bad. God, I need you to move. I need you to show up. I need you to say something to me in order for me to become better at being me. Come over here, somebody. I need you to speak the word of life into me so I can be the better version of me. I need you to speak power in me so I can be the better version of me. I need you to speak grace into me so I can become the better version of me. I need you to speak strength into me so I can be strong enough to become the better version of me. Why is it that we can be in those places in the presence of God and looking for God to do some things and operate in some things and move some things and move some people and move some circumstances and situations out of our way? And we mess around there and we miss God because our eyesight is focused on something totally different. This is how we miss God. Because our eyes are focused on things and places. Yeah, come on, preacher. Your eyes is focused on different places. See, when you get a real, come on here, come on in the room and have a seat. Let's sit down and talk. Let's be grown. Let's be grown folks this morning. See, when you learn how to have a conversation with God, when you come on, let's talk. Let's be real. When you learn how to have a real conversation with God. I'm talking about a real conversation. I'm talking about one of them conversations that go only you and God need to have a conversation with and start talking to them. You know what, Lord? I done messed this thing up. I done messed up real good. I done told this thing up. I done made a mess of this. I done made a mockery of your name. I done screwed this whole little thing up. All this stuff that I'm in right now is on me. This is on me. This is my mess up right here. I'm going to get on. I fessed up. This is my mess up. I fessed up to my mess up. Come on. Preach then. I fessed up to my mess up. I messed this one up. See, when we get grown enough, come here, let's talk. When we get grown enough to confess to the mess up, you know, with the stuff that we didn't say and we didn't put our own self in, This is how you learn how to grow in God. When you learn how to talk to God and tell God that, you know what, God, this one right here, I own this. It's all on me. I messed this one up real good for myself. I done walked in and I done told this up from the floor. This is all mine. And see, when we get to that place, we learn. Let me show you what we learn. Let me help you real quick. Let me show you how you learn how to activate, like Deke said. And Deke said activate. Deke said that word activate. That word activate stuck in my, I mean, it stuck right there. Let me show you how you activate. You activate what you got by realizing what you messed up. That's how you activate. You realize, okay, you know what, God, I messed this one up. I tore this one up. I messed this one up. So now that you realize what you messed up, you ask God, come on in the room with the preacher. Come on, sit down in the room with the preacher. Now you tell God that you done messed up. Now you ask God, okay, God, where do we go from here? Come on, and let's sing the song. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Where do we go from this mess up that we've made? Where do we go now? Where do we go now? What is our next move? What is our next shift? What is our next transition? What is our next mindset? What is the next thing that we need to do? What do we need to do? Let me show you what we need to do. Once we mess up, once we activate, let me show you, we're going to activate it. Then after we activate it, then we fess up to the mess up. Then you start over again. I know y'all don't like that word right there. I know y'all don't like start over. I know y'all don't like that phrase. Begin again. You got to do your first works all over again. I know y'all don't like it. I know you're high, but let me tell you something. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us all. When you learn that your mistakes don't make you. Your mistakes don't make you. The start over or the do-over or the beginning again, the season of the do-over. This is to the words that's coming out of my mouth. The season of the do-over ain't so hard. Because you realize you done messed some stuff up, and you got to start over again. That's like baking a cake. Let me help y'all. I'm going to make it real plain. Y'all want this decadent, my favorite cake. I'm going to talk about my favorite cake, which is a German chocolate cake. Love a German chocolate cake. My wife is red velvet. So, listen, you get this decadent German chocolate cake. And you want it, and so you sitting up there, and you got all the stuff that you need to put into it. But see, you decide you want to shortcut and put some extra stuff in there. So you want it super chocolatey. So you decide you want to take some Nestle Quick chocolate, and you want to sprinkle some Nestle Quick chocolate up in there. And so you want that extra density. So you, instead of putting the two eggs in there, you put five eggs in there. So you thinking that this cake gonna be the bomb diggity because you done put all this extra get up in there because this cake is gonna be delicious. When they bite into this cake, they gonna be like, "Mama, Daddy, this cake was good." I'm just saying, I know my cake gonna be good. I'm just tooting my own horn. I know how to cook. This cake gonna be delicious. And watch what happens. You put that cake in the oven, you bake that cake, and when you bake that cake, guess what? That cake come out a whole full mess. It's moist in the middle, the chocolate and the nest of the chocolate don't even mix right with the other chocolate, and it don't even look good, and it don't even smell right, or something funny about it. And then when you cut into it, it's all mushy on the inside because you done shortcut and you done did something that you wasn't supposed to do. And then we're sitting back, and so because we want this German chocolate cake, we go back. And we do what we're supposed to do and put into the cake what's supposed to be in the cake. Let me walk with you spiritually. The mess ups that you made on the last turnaround, that last situation that you did, that last problem that you had, that last mess up, the last toe up, messed up situation that you had. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place. You go back in. And the season of the do-over, you don't do that no more. You don't make the mistakes that you made in this last one. Now, if you were paying attention, Let me help you. Let me pin that right quick. Albert Einstein has a saying, and the saying goes simply. The saying is simply, he says, "In every failure was a lesson well learned if you were paying attention." My question to you tonight, this morning, and this night season of your life that you're going through, and the season of this next season of the do-over, was you paying attention in your last test? Was you paying attention into that last thing? So you can activate, watch the words that's coming out of your mouth, so you can activate what God is doing in your life. We have to become so mindful and instructive of what God is doing in this next season and in this next shift and in this next pool and in this next dimension and this next understanding of who God is. We need to become so in tune with God. That's a good word. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You came right on in to learn how to be in tune with the voice of God and what God is saying in this season that we're in. Because if we're not careful, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Let me help y'all real quick. Let me bless you to your best way. You will without a shadow of a doubt, not only will you miss what God is saying, not only will you miss what God is saying, but you will operate in a selfless place. And God will be looking at you like, why did you walk into that place? And I told you don't walk in that place. Why don't you step into something that I told you that you're not supposed to step in? And then we're going to be sitting there like Adam and Eve. We're going to have everybody to blame but ourselves. Adam, look, he said, I love the conversation. It's funny. I laugh at the conversation, but it's so serious. God was looking for Adam in the place, watch this here, where him and Adam met every day. They met at a certain time of the day, every day. And the thing about this, it's crazy, well, let me help y'all, it was never in the same place, but it was a certain time of the day where he met it in the cool of the garden. He met every day. And when Adam wasn't in place, come on here, preach then, preacher, preach the message. And then when Adam wasn't in the place to where God said for that God said that he was a time of the day, he said a certain time of the day, that he met Adam every day in the garden. It didn't say the same spot. It just said he met him every day in the garden. Watch this. And when you say, Adam, where art thou? He said, we over here in the bushes. We's naked, daddy. We's naked. And God said to him, he said, who told you ain't got no clothes on? He said, the woman that you gave me, he went immediately and started, come on, yeah. He immediately went and started pointing at his wife. He immediately went and started pointing at the woman. That you, he said, the word, he said, a woman that you gave me, this woman that you gave me, you can find, watch this. We mess up so much, and then we can find everybody's problem. Have you ever, come on, preacher, you're going to mess around here. You're going to mess these people up. Have you ever had one of them people that's in your life that blames somebody for the reason why they not God? But every time I try, They keep on messing with me. They keep on telling me I can't make it, and they saying this and they saying that. I can't get a break. Every time I turn around, I can't believe it. This is everybody always doing this, and everybody always. I'm like, good God. And I sit there and I say to myself, now I'm gonna help y'all real quick. Let me bless y'all to y'all blessed place. That used to be me. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let me help you. Oh, catch your breath. Catch your breath. Breathe, baby. Breathe. That used to be me. I had a reason for not being able to get to the place where I got every time I didn't get there because I had somebody to blame. It's not until I ran out of excuses Preacher, help them. It's not that I ran out of excuses, that I started to realize and understand, okay, God, this is all on me. I got to work the work of him that sent me while it is day. For when night cometh, no man can work. I have to work this thing. I have to study to show thyself approved, a workman that being not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I have to be the one who walk by the Spirit. I have to be the one that have to trust God, trust the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I have to be that one that have to do that. Can't nobody do this for me. And that's when I began to realize that my life could drastically change when my mindset changed and I activate, thank you, D, I activate what God gave me. To all of you all who's under the sound of my voice, it's Man Up Monday. I understand that I'm talking to the men, but I want to talk to everybody that's under the sound of my voice. Hear me and hear me well. Activate your stuff. Activate what God has already placed inside you. Stir up the gifts. Lay your hands on your own self inside straight face. Sometimes, hey, you got to speak to your own self. Self say, huh? Speak to it. They say, live. You shall live and not die. You shall declare the works of the Lord. You shall be above. You shall be the lender and not the borrower. You shall be above and not beneath. You shall stand in the place where God has promised you. The promises of God are yea and amen. You need to start speaking those things. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. You need to start speaking. You need to activation starts by speaking. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. It comes by you speaking it. Speak it first, and then you walk in it. Activation is just the conversation. But it's not. It doesn't take effect until you walk into it. I can tell you, you got a check for $10,000 coming. You can, but you have to believe that the $10,000 is coming. It's a waiting process for the $10,000, and you in your mind you're speaking, I got $10,000 coming. I'm gonna give me when the $10,000 comes. You know, already said, well, I'm gonna bless the house of God. I'm gonna bless the man of God. I'm gonna bless the woman of God, and I'm gonna give my tithes off of this, and once I give my tithes first. Let me tithe this $10,000. Once I tithe this $10,000. I'm gonna bless the man and woman of God because the house of God comes first. Bless the house of God. Bless the house of God. The $10,000 is tied, then the man and woman of God, and then after the man and woman of God, then I'm gonna help a couple of people, and then after the rest of that law, I'm gonna take the rest of this hill. I'm gonna peel a couple of pieces off of myself, and the rest of it is going in the back. My mindset has to be activated. The thinking pattern, the thinking process. You have to activate it. Deke, thank you so much, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Deke, for that word activate. Because that word right there, that blessed my soul. That word blessed my soul. He said, you got to activate some stuff. Woo, boy. Activation of your gift. Activate that stuff. Activate everything. Activate your mind. Come on here. Come on, people of God. Activate your stuff. Just start speaking some things in the atmosphere. I ain't right there with you, but just start speaking some stuff into existence. Start speaking some life into your life. Start speaking life into your situation. Start speaking life into your heart, life into your mind, your life into the way you think, the life into what you want in your marriage, life into what you want into your husband, life into what you want into your wife. Start speaking life into what you want into your children. Start speaking life. Come on, girl. Activate it. Speak life. Start to say some stuff that will shift the very atmosphere where you are. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. We just got to activate it. This is your season of the do-over. We're in the season of the do-over. In the season of the do-over, plug in to your activation. Activate the code that's down inside of you. The code of life, of joy, of peace, of understanding, of hope, to fight on, to stand up in the midst of the storm and rain and say, I'll serve you, Lord. I'll serve you. If nobody else wants to serve you, God, I got you. I got you, Lord. I'm going to serve you with my whole heart. I'm going to serve you with everything that's now on the inside of me. I'm going to serve you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we're going to go right on into our overcomer scripture and then on our overcomer's prayer. And then we're going to pray for the ones who have submitted their prayer request for whatever it is that they have, their request. So let us go ahead on and go into our overcomer scripture and overcomer's prayer.
Amen. Amen. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen. Listen. You guys that are under the sound of our voice right now, and you know where you are. There's no need for me going into no long drawn out spiel with you guys today. You know where you are. You know what you need. You know the position that you're in. You know the state of mind that you're in. You know how you're trying to get to a better place in God. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessing. This is your opportunity and your chance to give your life to Christ solely, wholly, completely, without fail. Give your life today. Give your life today. This is your opportunity to share and give into God what God has spoken, said in your life. So let's pray this prayer. Let's pray this prayer. Real simple prayer. It's not complicated at all. Please say, confess with your mouth and believe your heart that Jesus is raised from the dead. Let's pray that let's pray this prayer and get you into the body of Christ. Come on, let's do this. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth, I believe with my heart that Jesus is raised from the dead, that I may be saved. I confess that I have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and I ask you to be a part of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. So those of you all who prayed that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to the body of Christ. We'll now continue to listen to the broadcast. This will be the place of strength for you. Those of you all who don't have a church home and you need a church home, link up with us. Link up with us. Link up with Abba House International. We're going to start putting some things together and going to start putting some things into place so you guys can come aboard and join on. Amen. So please, 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 just continue to be with us and join with us as we go into this venture, into it. Also, ladies and gentlemen, my wife is going to come and she's going to yield some instructions to you guys, and then we're going to go from there. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll give you three keys that you have become an overcomer. Congratulations. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. The first key is get you a Bible. First one is get you a Bible. Two is find you a church home. So, and three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Again, these three key points are get you a Bible, two, find your church home, and three, to make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but it's living the word. This is very crucial since you have surrendered your life to Christ. The devil's going to fight you even harder since you surrendered your life. It's not going to be easy. Remember, nowhere in the 66 books of that Bible it says it's going to be easy. But it's going to be well worth it. Continue to have faith size of a mustard seed and stand on the word of God and trust him always. He He will never leave you nor forsake you. You have to understand that. It's not going to be easy, but it's well worth it. Again, find you a Bible, a church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. This is very crucial since you have said yes to God. As we're getting ready to close the World Gospel Connection, we thank you for coming on and tuning in. Remember, stay focused. Continue to have faith the size of a mustard seed, and God will always provide. Father, I ask you to cover everyone that heard us today. Thank you for the man and woman of God that came onto the line this morning to bless the people. Know that, remember, that we believe in you, and we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ever need. We thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. Cover the people, cover the homeless, the elderly, the ones that's in the hospital, the essential workers, the doctors, the nurses, the CNAs, the MAs. Cover them, Lord. Cover all our children, our parents. Also cover the Hawkins family and the Jones family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. You guys, remember to be blessed. If you need us, you can reach us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Also, if you want to sow into the ministry, it's Cash App, $WGC2020. Again, WGC2020. Tune in tomorrow and Wednesday for Like Never Before Ministries with Overseer Nash. Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday with myself, and Friday, Freestyle Friday, we have a special guest. Again, remember to tune in tomorrow, same time, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Pastor Overseer Felicia Nash Harrison for Like Never Before Ministries. And Wednesday, Thursday with myself, I have a phenomenal woman of God coming on, Minister Duke, and we have a special guest for Freestyle Friday. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Love one another. If you see someone down, lift them up. Pray for them before you try to judge them, because the only person who can judge is God. Be blessed and have a phenomenal day.
Yo, you got me?
And you are welcome in your world.